and his Persians. After Perinthus had been brought under, Megabazus led his host through Thrace, subduing to the dominion of the king all the towns and all the nations of those parts, for the king's command to him was that he should conquer Thrace. The Thracians are the most powerful people in the world, except, of course, the Indians, and if they had one head, or were agreed among themselves, it is my belief that their match could not be found anywhere, and that they would very far surpass all other nations. But such union is impossible for them, and there are no means of ever bringing it about. Herein, therefore, consists their weakness. The Thracians bear many names in the different regions of their country, but all of them have like usages in every respect, excepting only the Getae, the Trausi, and those who dwell above the people of Creston. Now the manners and customs of the Getae, who believe in their immortality, I have already spoken of. The Trausi and all else resemble the other Thracians, but have customs at births and deaths which I will now describe. When a child is born, all its kindred sit round about it in a circle and weep for the woes it will have to undergo now that it has come into the world, making mention of every ill that falls to the lot of mankind. When, on the other hand, a man has died, they bury him with laughter and rejoicings, and say that he is now...